that, completely ignored that.
Let's look at what the district court did, because among other things, he gave you, or rather he gave them, on the pleadings, a decision based on the pleadings, so he never took any evidence, didn't do any of that. Or she, I'm sorry, it was a she, if
yes,
I remember.
Yes, sir.
Here's what she said. She said, one of the things that has puzzles me a little bit is exactly what is an abstract idea, because that's what the judge said was wrong with your patent. It's an abstract idea with your claims, those particular three claims. The court finds that the asserted claims are directed to the abstract idea of providing information to a person without interfering with the person's primary activity. I'm reading now from Appendix 4. And then the court goes on to say, this basic and long-standing practice does something that's basic and long-standing necessarily be abstract?
No, Your Honor.
No.
Okay. No.
All right. We'll come back to that. Can be found in, for example, a television station's use of a breaking news ticker across the bottom of the screen, the text only, etc. This is the one I like. Similarly, a lawyer's legal assistant may provide her with messages or mail in a manner that does not interfere with her primary activity, participating in a conference call. This could be accomplished at any time, etc. My law clerk, Noah, came into my chambers this afternoon while I was working on something and interrupted me to tell me about something else. And I told him he had to get out because he was an abstract idea. Do you think that's really an abstract idea?
It's very difficult to draw the line between what is and is not an abstract idea. Traditionally, I think of an abstract idea as